Thanks, and now we're joined by wide receivers coach Sean Ryan. Sean, I know you had a big smile on your face the first day of camp. Both Victor and Odell are on the field together. How they look so far?
Yeah, I think so far in the the limited work that we've given them, both guys have done an excellent job. I've been impressed with what they've been able to do mentally, after having some time off and some time away, just kind of stepping back in and their understanding and growth in the offense and being able to execute has been, a good thing for us to see.
Well, you mentioned the mental part of the game. A lot of people, I think, were wowed at how Odell Beckham Jr., with limited practice last year, did what he did and understood the offense. You were the guy in there teaching him. Mm-hmm. What was that relationship like, and how are you able to get him so ready to play so quickly?
The good thing with Odell was, he's such a competitor that he wants to excel. So when you have that drive in a player and he wants to get out there and he wants to learn so he can come out and perform at his best, that's going to help you right there. That's probably the biggest asset you're going to have. And the next thing is, I think Odell's one of these guys where, certainly the game of football, but I think in general most games make sense to Odell. You know what I mean? He's got that mind as a competitor. So that certainly helped. And, when you have a willing learner who's smart and has that intelligence, you got a good start.
And now you've been teaching this offense now for 2 years. Are you able to do a little bit more with the nitty-gritty, how to become a better wide receiver with these guys since they already have a fairly good grasp of the offense?
Yeah, absolutely. Now it becomes certainly, now the install, you're through the second year, and now it really gets down into a little bit more detail within the offense, how certain defensive looks affect it and what we want to do to react to it. And then, like you said, the technique work from a wide receiver standpoint, you can do a lot more with because you're spending less time specifically with the X's and O's.
Now, one new guy in your group is James Jones, signed right before camp. What does he bring to the team? What's his skill set?
Yeah, I think, right off the bat, the thing that jumped out to me was some veteran leadership, more veteran leadership in the room, which is great to have. A serious guy, he's a pro, he understands it. And I think, I was able to point out just yesterday a route that he ran versus a certain technique in man coverage and how he got to a blind spot and kind of worked the corner. There's little nuances that he does because he's run so many routes and has that kind of experience, and it's just another teaching tool to have in the room, so it's been great so far.
And it's another guy to compete for a roster spot, for playing time. How the younger guys on this roster, and I'll throw Preston Parker into the mix, he did such a good job for you guys last year, how have they handled the competition aspect of camp this year, where a lot of guys are playing not only for playing time, but for roster spots?
Yeah, I think, the only way you can handle it, and I think the guys do a good job with it, and what we talk about in the room, I mean, you have to love it. You have to embrace it, because everything we do as wideouts is competition-based. Sundays is all about competition. So I think these guys excel with it, and to be honest with you, I think they like it, and they get out, they work, they cheer for each other, root for each other, but at the same time, they're trying to outperform each other, and I think that it just raises the level of the entire group, and it's going to make us a better team.
Sean, appreciate the time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Giants wide receiver coach Sean Ryan. We'll see which wide receivers shine as camp continues here in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Winston, you don't know what the old school NFL was like when they had two-a-days and they really pushed these guys. But as a young player who's trying to develop and get into this league, do you almost wish that the practices were more physical and more?
You know what? I think at some point you do. It would be extremely challenging from what I heard from some of the older guys. I kind of talked to them about how it was back before this CBA. So I do think from a physical standpoint, I think it would be pretty beneficial to have those two-a-days. But we got to play with the hand we're dealt. So that makes it more important for us to go out in our single practices and get as much work in and get as much progress in as we can.
It's going to be a couple of days from now, but what's your anticipation of practicing against somebody else?
I think it'll be real physical, especially against their, from our perspective, from their front seven, I guess. And they're good players, and it'll be good for us to see somebody other than guys we've been practicing against for a couple weeks, and for me for last season. So it'll be nice to kind of change it up a little bit.
You anticipate the whole intensity and chippiness going up?
I'm sure the intensity will be ramped up quite a bit. That's all I've seen from, we've never experienced it, but I've seen fights and stuff from other teams. So It'll be physical, I'm sure, which we're excited about.
So you think you'll be an instigator or you'll be a peacemaker?
I'm going to play some football. That's my goal. Play football and get everything going with the offensive line.
Can it get a little, not tiresome because it's what you have to do, but when you're lining up against the safety, you know them, you lunch with them, you hang out with them?
It's always nice to hit somebody new. So it'll be a good challenge for us to see somebody new like that.
Has there been any talk about fights less than the Giants at the joint practice?
I heard it was with the Jets. Yeah. So that might be a different story. But
yeah.
I'm sure we'll address it somewhere in the near future. But nothing's been said as of yet.
Have you got an opportunity when you guys are running some stuff, some team stuff, to get to that next level and run into Beeson anywhere?
Yeah. A lot of our outside zone stuff. I'm able to get up to the second level and block some athletes at the linebacker position.
Just curious what you're seeing in Beeson.
He's a very smart player. We're making a lot of checks, and he's able to kind of pick up sometimes what we're doing. Sometimes we're able to trick him, but he's a great player, very smart, very strong, very quick. You'd be surprised at his quickness. He's a very quick quick player, instinctive player, and it's fun to play against somebody that good.
I was going to say, does it help you now?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you're playing against the best, man, that's what you want. You want to play against the best players possible, and Beeson's one of the best. So that's good for me. It's good for all of us.
Right, it's not a rookie who you're trying to motivate.
No, he's definitely not a rookie. He's established himself as one of the best in the game.
Justin talked about the toughness. When you guys, do you feel like you guys are getting there at this point?
Yeah, it's all a process, though. Yeah. That's what camp's for, to instill that toughness. Like I said, going to Cincinnati next week, we want to, reinforce that attitude, kind of get everybody on the same page. That's going to be our job, is to keep everybody in that mindset. And I think we've done a good job so far, a long way to go.
So one of those things, though, and as much as you can say you want to be tough, sometimes you're either tough or you're not tough.
Right. You can only talk about it so much. You got to go put it into action. So that's where being out on the field, you've got to actually do it. You can't talk about it and then not do it. You've actually got to do it. Yeah.
They weren't that tough.
No, if you want to run the ball, it's all in the offensive line. You've got to be tough. You've got to be physical. And that's what we want to do.
Toughness will show in the numbers.
It will. Yes, sir. Yep.
You can't say, well,
those two things correlate very well, hand in hand.
60 yards today, tough.
Well, yeah, should have been better. Yep. Exactly.
On an install day, is it interesting for you to get out there and?
It's been since, since off-season stuff, OTAs, mini camps, since we've run these plays, but it was, in shorts and no shoulder pads, so it'll be a little different, kind of working some kinks out, but I think we've installed this play. I have, in 2 years, I've installed it maybe 4 or 5 times, so the repetition definitely helps, I feel pretty comfortable this year going in, what my responsibility is, and how we're going to set these plays up and whatnot.
Pace seems to be a big thing in this game.
Yeah. I took it upon myself to kind of up the tempo a little bit. I think if we can run a play while the defense is still standing around trying to figure out what's going on, that's beneficial for us. So I'm trying to get to the ball because it all starts with me. If I get to the ball, get set, get my guys set, we can get the ball rolling a lot sooner.